Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture and Farm Director Shauna Olson. The North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations have made good progress since they began. However, there's still a lot of ground to cover. Sean Haney is a Canadian agricultural reporter who says there's a lot of sticky issues that the three countries need to work through.
It's definitely been a long process. You know, and I guess in some ways it has it's been pretty short, it's been under a year, but it feels like this has just been dragging out and dragging out. And I think one of the reasons why it feels like it's been dragging out is because they haven't really made really big steps yet. We still have a lot of chapters that have not been closed. Auto has definitely taken up the majority of discussions as it relates to really differing opinions on what needs to happen in terms of country of origin in regards to auto. And a lot of this kind of stems from, obviously, those swing states that voted for President Trump in the 2016 election. You know, auto is a major industry for that area of the United States. And of course, for Canada, in Mexico, it's an important industry as well. So when it comes to jobs, all three countries trying to kind of protect their turf.
Haney says Canada is part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement and has signed a trade agreement with the European Union. However, that doesn't make NAFTA any less important to Canada's economy.
NAFTA is still a huge part of our economic growth. You know, it's very much in the best interests of Canada for this agreement to hold together. The Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland has said repeatedly it has to be a good deal for Canada. I think all three countries really look at it that way. The reality is for Mexico and for Canada, they want this deal to go ahead. The question is going to be, how do they make that happen? And a big part of it is making this look like a victory for President Trump and his stance on, you know, improving this deal.
Recent news reports have stated that all three sides feel they're close to an agreement in principle, but Haney says they still have a lot of things to work out yet.
They're talking that they're really super close and that things are progressing very nicely. If you remember back to like rounds 3, 4, and 5 back in late 2017, there were some frosty endings to some of those meetings. That's not really happening anymore. I think once they gave up the whole round concept, after they finished round 7 and they've just kind of made this like one continuous round going forward, it seems like things have gone a lot more smoothly. They still have some very contentious things to figure out. And this whole concept of an agreement in principle is very, very confusing. Canada did an agreement in principle under CETA. They signed that agreement in principle in 2013, but didn't figure out do the full deal until 2017. That was 4 years. So an agreement in principle, if they do come to that agreement here in the coming weeks to try to meet this deadline for the Mexican election, I'm not sure what exactly that means for the future of this agreement, because there's still going to be a lot of work to do.
Haney is optimistic a deal will get done on NAFTA 2.0, and it will be in place by U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
The question is when? We're running out of time. We have a Mexican election July 1st. We also have the U.S. midterms, which are going to be very, very interesting in the fall. So the question is, can they actually put all this together before that hard stop deadline? Because if they don't, this gets pushed into 2019, and we're probably having this exact same discussion a year from now. And one of the things that I think Canada has, one of the things the conversations going on in Canada is it better for us to complete this quickly here to meet this timeline, or do we hedge our bets and go past the midterms, where if there actually is that Democratic wave, would those new Democrats in Congress be supportive of some of the things that Canada is looking for in NAFTA 2.0, dairy access being one of them?
That's Sean Haney of RealAgriculture.com. Stick around. Much more Inside Ag is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Coming up, we're going to talk about everything agriculture. That is all right here on Inside Agriculture.